to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Henda, you're now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to create it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria on the 15th of April for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Penduka, it's official. I lost this one.
What?
I tried, but I lost it.
What now?
What?
So we put up a poll for our chillers. We got about 15,000 votes. And we asked, should we keep the date of the 15th of April? Or should we postpone? 80% of the chillers said we should postpone. Wow.
Sanity prevails! Sanity prevails, bro.
Oh.
Let them be sense of his force, bro. Fucking hell. Now we want to be all embarrassed and just like echo. Henda! 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 Are you there? So to, even on our way back, they'll be echoing our voices at Sunbet Arena. No way, though. We can't embarrass ourselves. We need to give ourselves time, man. I think 8,000 people, it's not like a brunch. I think this podcast, on any given day, we can wake up and do an event tomorrow. We will get 1,000 or 2,000 people in a week's notice. But 8,000, bro.
Yeah.
It's big numbers, man.
We got more votes than we sold tickets.
I'll vote you for entrance. I'll vote you. Vote down. Let's run a poll. Or vote down again.
So it's official. The new date is July the 30th, 2023 at Sunbet Arena. That's the new date.
Brilliant.
And if you have bought a ticket, it's still
valid.
It's still valid.
Brilliant.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to refund, 100% refund.
All right.
If
no
you
one
can't
wants
make
a
it
refund.
For,
I can speak for them. No one wants a refund.
Yeah, but you don't know people's lives. Maybe they can't make it on the 30th
got a
of July.
All of a sudden. Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for unkulumela.
So Quick Hit will mail everyone and take them through the refund process. But yeah, the new date is 30th of April.
Yes.
Of July. But the cool thing is that on the 15th, we're still going to do an event. So we're just finalizing venue.
Oh.
So we're going to do a brunch at a smaller venue in Pretoria.
Oh.
So just keep it locked for more details. But yeah, we're going to do a smaller event on the 15th of April, which will be the road leading up to the road to 1 million.
Jesus, the road fucking.
Hey. Yeah. This road is long.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm a traffic guy on the rail and I'm confused. The road leading to the road, that's got the road to roads. No, I get it. It's going to be like an activation to the main event.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But you know what I realized, Doug? We're not the only ones who are struggling with sales, because this past weekend, it was supposed to be the Amapiano Awards. They had to postpone as well due to low sale tickets. So people are broke, man. There's no money out there, man.
Amapiano
people don't have
Awards.
Money, bro. Yeah.
Amapiano Awards.
At Sunbet Arena. As well.
Yay.
Whoa, they're trying to get 8,000 people.
Mm. So they got postponed.
Hmm.
Yeah. Zakala.
There's going to be. Yeah. So now they.
It's not just us, though.
Hey, yeah? Then who are we?
It's not just us, though.
It's not just us.
Yeah.
So let's say, do we apologize to Pami Cooper? Let's apologize now, because it's not just us, Stephen Harris. Hey.
And then Trevor Noah comes, he fills up not one, not two, but 3 days.
Ah, come on.
That's sunbeds.
Come on. Fucking Trevor Hart, come on. He's a global superstar, man. You know?
His tickets are crazy even, but they sold in 3 days.
He's a global superstar.
Are you going to the show?
And also companies buy for their staff as well, you know what I mean?
Are you going to go to the show?
To Trevor Noah show.
Trevor Noah show.
Tickets are sold out. If the tickets are available, I'm gonna buy. If they're not available, I'm gonna kindly, humbly, peacefully, nicely ask Caesar Gomo for tickets.
Please ask for me too.
Nice to work with powerful Caesar. People. Also,
if you are looking for internet, Access is offering all our chillers half price on blazing fast internet. Here's how you can get it. You can use the promo code MACG50, that's MACG50, at checkout for your 50% discount on the Access Uncapped Fixed MTN LTE service, excluding routers, for 3 consecutive months. So get this double extra special offer now at axxes.co.za. Enjoy more flavor, more laughs, more spilling tea, more spilling of the tea, as MacG and the crew do what they do on Podcast and Chill with Access. I'll leave the link for the offer on the description box.
Enjoy what? Repeat that part.
Repeat
that part. Enjoy what?
Enjoy more flavor. More laughs.
On 947. Nah, I'm kidding. With MTN LTE, man.
If you love fast internet, Access loves you.
Yeah. You are trending. Did you see? What Mo was announced that he's going to 947. Obviously, now you're trending.
Why am I trending?
No, because it's like that whole Paramaloy. In this instance, you're the Maloy. You were laughing that he's without a radio gig and stuff. But we had called it that he's going to go to 947, man.
Yeah, man. That's where careers go to die, you know. So you had to go there.
It's the Sundowns of radio. Is it the Sundowns? No, but the Sundowns does that. They buy all the great players, and he's a great broadcaster.
Yeah.
And then they just bench them. I'm not saying it's going to die, because also Tanda's very busy with her acting and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure a drive show will vacate.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon anyway. So he'll be obviously next in line to do
that.
Remember,
you also got it wrong about going to East Coast.
I got it so wrong. He's going to UFM. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I swear to God. But I've never heard of it. You know who's the program manager? Our old program manager
who?
At YFM. Diao. Dumela Diao.
Oh, Dumela's there.
Yeah. He's at UFM.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought he was at 947. Oh, he left there.
I think he left 947.
Uh-huh.
Now he's the program manager there. So you obviously brought Ankle Tap, because he's the one who opened the doors for Ankle Tap. He literally took Ankle Tap from UJFM and brought him to YFM.
And I'm the one who called him. You know that about Ankle Tap.
Oh, you discovered Ankle Tap.
Yeah, I was listening. I think I've told this story on the show before. You've heard it, Kosla.
Oh, yes, right? I remember. You were at the female race at UJ. And then they were listening to the radio. You're like, baby, who's this one? I'm kidding.
That's why I'm shocked. I'm like, no, I don't know this story.
No, this is like, were you with your wife then? It's no, 2008-09, right? This is way before Naledi.
Way before. I was driving on my way to the East Rand, and then I was listening to UJFM, and I heard Ankle Tap, and then I called Diao same time too, man. I'm like, yo, check out this kid. And then, the rest is history.
Wow, man. Shout out to you. You never even... You've told that story. Has you told it before?
Yeah, no, I have.
Oh, okay. I was going to give you props for not telling the story, you know? For not wanting the glory.
No. I want all the glory. Give it to me.
Where's the smoke?
But a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Yes.
Podcast and Chill, baby. Saw Penduka is here.
Yes.
Black Studios is here. Kanye is here. Ghost Lady. Fat Check is here. Simpiwe is here. And I am here. And so are you. We really appreciate it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, drop a flag of where you're listening to the show from or watching the show from. Because we've got chillers all over,
everywhere,
man.
Right?
And I can't wait to check out the chillers in Dubai with Taz, the media.
Oh, Dubai! Yes!
Yeah. And a lot of chillers in Dubai are really interested to come through. So
but aren't the tickets expensive? Because it's 3,000, bro.
But remember...
3,000 rands. The life there is expensive.
But if you convert it also, that side, it becomes cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah, it's expensive. Because what is it? What is the currency in Dubai?
It's the dirham.
Dirham.
Is it dirham?
Yeah, dirham.
Dirham.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the dude.
So I think it could be affordable, you know, for someone who's already seen.
I finally checked out the show you were talking about on last week's episode, the Gold Mafia show.
Oh, yeah.
Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera.
Damn, that shit is. Yes, sir.
Yay.
Hey, that shit is. Fuck, it's a movie.
Did you watch episode two?
No, I haven't seen episode two yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah? Yeah. What did you think about it?
Well, bro, it's a fucking movie. Like you asked this last week, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't seen episode two. That's the problem, right? But I feel like there's so much corruption. Our leaders are so corrupt, you know what I mean? And it's not just in Africa, all over the world over, but sometimes they're just blatantly corrupt, and it exposes that. I mean, till today, the ANC, and hence why Thabo Mbeki has written a whole 17-page letter.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about Palapala. Like, what's our president doing with all these billions stuffed in a couch and stuff? So it really exposes the gross corruption and the ugliness of the truth with our leaders.
Mm.
And generally, with people, everybody has a really dark side, but sometimes it doesn't really contain horrific things like the kind of corruption that we're seeing there.
So hear me out, right? As I was watching that documentary, right, I'm thinking to myself, okay, cool. It is corruption. But a part of me is for it because here is the Western, like America and all the stuff, right? They put sanctions on Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe can't trade in dollars, I think, ne? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So they found a loophole of how to, you know, create an economy for themselves. Yes, it's corrupt. It's illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing this whole thing with the gold, right? So now money is filtering. So for me, I'm like, okay, cool, but what are they meant to do? This is their resources. It's their gold. They shouldn't be determined by the Western world what to do with their minerals and whatever the case may be, right?
Wow, yeah.
So here they are. They're eliciting money for the country. My only issue is that it doesn't filter down.
To the people.
To the people.
That's the ugliness part of it.
That's the ugliness.
I mean, if it was, I don't think anybody of... There wouldn't even be a story.
You get what I'm saying?
Honest, if it was not just for the elites and for the rich and politicians and the cleaning of monies, and then it doesn't filter down to the people, then there wouldn't be a story. That's the ugliness of it all. The fact that it doesn't benefit the people, it doesn't benefit the infrastructure, nothing is really being done with that money but lining the pockets of a select few.
You know what I mean? Imagine they took that money, built better roads, hospitals, all that stuff, with all that money. Bro. They could.
Right, yeah.
You know, so that's what I was thinking when I was watching that.
And they're just hoarding all of that wealth.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that RG guy, fucking hell. He's a big boy, hey?
Oh, big, massive boy, bro. Yeah.
Like money is just even found, like literally, like cash that he keeps, right? So it went as far because they were just exposing about all the cash, like 15 million that he's just found in his house. You're like, hey, these things are just crazy.
Are you for real?
Hey.
Hey, you're on episode two.
I saw just the beginning. I have not
because I don't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So when we go to Dubai, I want to see who's going to be sitting in the front there on that. Because they always sit in the front, the people that smuggle.
Yeah, that smuggle.
Oh, right? The business class.
Yeah. I'm going to check who's sitting in the front.
And what are you going to say when you pass Al Jazeera is watching? What are you going to do?
Another show I've been watching is Adulting on Showmax. Anybody check that out?
What a show.
Yeah, you like that?
What a fucking
show. I knew you'd love that
show.
Shit.
You were like, yo, bro, check out. Bro, Zisasuga. Zisasuga Kalisende.
Hey, I got so...
Hey. Round of applause. Once I got to die. It's not even a round of applause. It's a round of sex. Bro, it's crazy. Zisasuga, like, pop, and the sex scenes are... They're not too much, but when they come, they're like, oh, gold, eh? Mm. It's brilliant. Mm. And shout out to Isaac Gampu, man, the guy who plays Silo, the rich guy in Kanyezi's brother.
Yeah.
He's Ken Gampu's son.
Mm.
He's a comedian. He's from Foslo. Shout out to him. And shout out to BU from Big Brother.
Yes,
he's there.
Yes.
Libon Jomba from Big Brother is there. The acting is fucking amazing. Yeah. That guy who plays Eric.
Yeah.
The mechanic.
Yes. The Kasi
guy,
boy.
Bro, the Kasi guy.
You actually believe, like, hey, that guy can hijack you.
Bro, that guy is, he's the jigger of your crew. Because he always says Chiga in his crew is the Kasi guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lekker guy. Oh, the acting was brilliant, man.
What were some of the red flags, though, when you watched episode one and two?
Red flags how?
Like things that you saw, they were like, I don't know, you know, when a woman is doing this is a red flag.
From the ladies?
Yeah, from the ladies, yeah.
Yo, bro, that nigga, Ubanumpo, right? The married guy, the family guy, when he goes to the gym, he meets a chick. Number one, that chick was not exercising there. She was busy at
Musa. Yeah, but taking the stairs, selfies. No, those stairs, yes.
The gym that rotates.
She never even got up on those steps. I was like, God, what is that girl at the background doing?
I go so much steps in there. We had to lose. Oh, I'm like, oh, well,
She never used that exercise. Like.
No, she's looking for stepfathers there. In fact, she's looking for people. So that's a red flag, number one.
Yeah.
And then because he got dumped by his ex, no, his mistress.
Yeah, his
now
mistress.
Find Upalesa, who's now found a man, right?
Yeah.
And she gave him one last round.
Round consolation round. But Abambayi, so sad, bro. How do you even SC? I don't think ngakhona. Nigga round. Man after this round.
Yeah.
Nah. So the red flag also. Then he takes that girl to Nusai. So he missed that red flag. You know. Then he takes her out. What did she order? She ordered that cough head, cough brains. I'm like, cough brains? Yini la makanda la wawe fish? Yini?
Caviar.
Caviar.
I wanted the rich housewife of Centurion.
Yeah, rich house of Centurion. Naledi, Kanye. Hey, who else is part of the crew? Must do that show. Must make it happen, eh? And air it on the podcast, on the channel.
Wow.
And then she orders all the expensive stuff. And then, and on top of that, she then asks him, how much are you tipping? And he ignored all the red flags.
Mm.
And then what happened? We all know what happened when they went to the...
She wanted to be paid.
Mm. Mm.
She wanted to be paid.
Oh, yeah. Say, spoiler, man.
Oh.
What were some of your red flags, Ghost Lady?
Okay, you see, with all that whole situation, as much as yes, that was all a red flag, but again... He's cheating, you know. So he's a married man who's cheating. So
he deserves the
himself. He's already a red flag. Like, he's that South African flag that was just a scam. You know, it's like... So a red flag calling another red flag, you know. So, yeah.
For me, it was when BU, Sugar Mama, threw him with a bottle. That's a huge red flag.
Because he just got home and said, she asked. Oh, by the way, you know who plays that Sugar Mama? Oh, Katie, you know, from Generation. It was so weird seeing Katie get muffed.
Upside down.
It felt like, yes. It felt like capital Susan's on. Or 1,000 here. That's what San Katie. About water, about Luma, about Munyula. What the fuck is so awkward? I am like, I am an actor. And I said, be you a voice note? I'm like, hey, dog. Hey, you're kissing Katie. Hey, you're muffing Katie. Because she'll always be Katie to me. But she plays a very rich MEC. MEC of art.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes. Because she just asked, where have you been?
Isn't it the premiere?
No, MEC. MEC.
Oh, MEC, MEC, yeah. Because she asked, where have you been? And he's like, I went out, but just bought a new car.
Mm.
And yeah, some girls chilled with the guys. And it looked real, that slap, eh? And then she doesn't even apologize. That's another red flag. Because instead of apologizing the following morning, she just, because he's the toy boy, right? She just bought him clothes. And that's it. It was fixed. And I'm big on apologizing.
Mm.
But even when they went to on the second episode, I don't know if you saw that one, when they were out for a function, and then she referred to him as an assistant. Like, please go to the car.
Yes.
An assistant. So I was like, oh. Hey, boyfriend, naksa yo now, my lover, you know?
Yeah.
So, in front of others, in fact, in front of other toy boys.
Yeah, yeah, Ulibo
from Big Brother. Because
he's trying to smash that.
Exactly, because he knows that she's into the young ones, Bob and 10.
You know? Oh, man, that's wild. No. Does anybody know what's happening with these kids at Mall of Africa, bro? What's going on there?
Nah, man, it's... Fact checker, you're part of them. So young
girl, oh, we saw you there.
Fact checker. I'm a 2000, bro. She can explain it very proper.
What do they call themselves? The Tweezies.
The Tweezies, yeah.
The Tweezies. Let me play. I saw something on TikTok about the Tweezies. Let me play it for you.
I've heard they banned from a couple of malls. They've done this thing before.
Yeah, it's like a worldwide thing. Here we go. Okay. Let me play it for you. What's it called? The Little Tweezy Documentary. Okay, here we go.
Popular around 2020, LaTwizzies typically set updates and meet up in malls or casinos in massive numbers. While some come to these places to socialize or to have fun, others show up to start fights and cause chaos, which leads to massive crowds of kids running around the place and wreaking havoc. Latwizzies typically listen to and are influenced by artists like Playboi Carti and Yeet, and it seems like they're only getting bigger. And the Latwizzy community continues to grow. Let's talk
and
about
yeah, in SA, bro. But we used to do this, man. I don't know if you did that. We used to go to like the mall, especially Rosebank. There was a place called The Barrel where we used to go like during holidays.
The Barrel?
The Barrel in Rosebank.
And
man.
You'd do what?
We'd just walk around, drink.
In high school?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah. But these kids are taken to another level because apparently one kid died.
No. It was reported, and then they said, nah, there was no kid who died. Please check for checkup, but there's no kid who died. Okay. There's no kid. But we used to do it, but not like that, bro.
Yeah, I not mean, to this extent. Because I know we used to go to Mainland, you know, Mainland Mall. Like
no,
that.
We used to go to Lakeside in Benoni. Yeah. Mm. You remember, right? And then we'd rap. I was one of the cool rappers, would rap by the Benoni Library under the bridges you enter and then go to the mall. And it would be full of kids, especially on CV's Day, even on just general on Fridays. It'll be full of kids, but we're not really uniform as one homogenous group in
exactly.
black and people are freaking out. It's just, oh, it's full of school kids. Some are at the Magic Company playing games. Some are rapping. Some are smoking weed. Some are fucking. All these things, you know, but it's not like it was a march because it's like a march of sorts. They're all in black.
Yeah.
It's like fuck. It's like ants from
there. It's like it's cultish, actually. Yeah.
It's like fucking,
and the thing is, it's powered by social media. So imagine that's why you get them in such a huge number because everyone can be reached. Whereas I think with us, it will be maybe kids from the school that's closest to that mall.
Yeah.
So I think it would be that kind of play.
Yes.
Whereas now it's like, everybody from Gauteng, every kid was there.
It's like a meeting. It's like a June 16 back in the, but you know, clandestine messages and WhatsApp groups. Let's meet here. We didn't do it like that. We just went as friends. Oh, that group of girls were talking about them. Siashela, someone was on a blind date. I remember being on a blind date. And then I asked, what are you wearing? And I told them I'm wearing the wrong things. I saw her. I'm like, how? Like our pants, those kind of things, you know.
You're so
it's well orchestrated.
Yes, they were just alleged. It's not true that there was a fatality.
Yes,
just alleged.
So how did you get the fat check?
Yeah, are there buses the that fetch you?
Yeah.
Do your moms drop you off?
Yeah.
Do your dads drop you off? How do you get there as a kid?
I mean, there's different ways to get to a place. You don't just have a bus that's waiting. Yes, it is via communication. There is talks that goes around. When I was in high school, we used to call them fill-ups. So you'd go for fill-up Moa. And then when you get there, there's a lot of kids from different schools who would just be in Mall of Africa. But we used to do Monte Casino most of the time. Yeah.
Monte Casino, it's roofed and all. It's covered, isn't it?
Yes, but we would get inside.
And
do what they do. Just chill inside, walk around, eat snacks, chill with your friends, see other people from other schools.
Yeah.
Like, mingle.
Such a boring place, Monte Casino.
I mean,
for kids, it doesn't have
time,
a cool appeal.
At that time, I mean, what's at Mall of Africa? They don't even have an arcade, but they were kids.
Yeah.
You get
me? Actually,
so it's just to socialize, to be around, to be known.
And you guys dress up like Latwizzy or whatever, the rapper, right? It's inspired by him. It's
Latwizzy.
Like all his stans. It's like his stans. Mm. They dress like him.
Latwizzies are the recent thing. My younger sisters are Latwizzy. I wasn't with the Latwizzy gang. I was with the Casper Nyovest situation.
Oh, hence
Petro
the fill-up.
Milk, yes.
Oh.
The. How do
you explain
really
know
it?
About this?
Because you're not
so you play Casper's stuff and...
Yes, the time Karakara was still in and your Puma game situations and we would have... Yeah.
I'm a pond.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. You're fascinating. Right? The North is something else. Fascinating.
Bro, do you guys find this AI fascinating? Like, I can't get over it, man. This
AI is going to change the world and music. What people have been doing with the music.
Yeah.
Like, you can just say, write a music verse or rap it and then say, tell the AI to change it and make it into a cut. So you can literally create a whole Kanye West album without Kanye West recording it. Mm. And it sounds like Kanye West. The beats are like Kanye West. It's the future is scary, man.
It's
like, music rights, we are in uncharted and very dangerous territory right now.
It's like even pictures, art now as well. You think, I don't know, I can't remember what I saw.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you could say, make a Nelson Makamo looking picture, give it the dimensions and say, I want a kid of a child because he always draws kids.
Yes.
Wow. And you'll get a Nelson Makamo feel.
Lookalike.
Incredible. Which new work.
Which you can go
unseen.
Print. Yeah, which you can
and
go
print.
Print
on a canvas. They, I mean,
yeah.
There's shops at every mall. You print on a canvas and you put it up.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy. So he did a Kanye West AI-inspired track, man. It's crazy. Listen to this guy. It's so accurate, man.
Any musician you like, which is exactly what I did. I found this Kanye-style beat on YouTube. I wrote 8 bars, and I'm going to record them now. And then I'm going to have AI Kanye replace me. I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted. But I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch shit. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago. Life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus. Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there. So let's hear those vocals I just recorded now with Kanye over them.
I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted. But I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch shit. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago. Life ain't easy. Hey! Praise be to God.
This is too bad. That's
the
Yo, that new Yeezy track goes hard.
Yeah.
There's another one. YouTube Eminem.
Yeah.
I think it's... So Please Stand Up or Real Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm.
AI, if it was done in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Trump there. He's got Trump. Like, he raps about Trump and all the recent stuff. And but it's like, it's Eminem. It's like Eminem. It's like, what the fuck is going on, guys? Yeah. What does this mean now?
The Real Slim Shady in 2021.
Uh-huh.
Yes. What does this mean now? What does this mean for music rights?
It means I'm dropping another EP called Songs I AI'd On.
Songs I Put My AI On.
Ah, shit, we can't play this one. We're going to get flagged. But yeah.
Oh, because of... Oh, yeah, just go and check it out. Yeah. Because of the instrumental.
Yeah.
It's still the original instrumental. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to get...
So check this out. They asked AI to turn the Kardashians into a Korean family. Look at this. Can you see?
Oh.
Look at that. That's Kim.
That's Kim.
And then this is, who's this? Chloe.
That's Chloe. That's the mother.
Chris Korea.
This is
Kylie.
Courtney.
No. It's who's the Travis Scott?
People,
the Travis Scott.
Oh,
one.
Kylie.
That's the other one. The one who likes white boys.
Kendall.
This is Courtney.
Yeah, that is Courtney.
And there's Rob.
There's Rob.
Jeez, Rob.
They also asked them to turn the Kardashians into African family.
Ah.
Let me show
the Kardashians into an African family.
Yeah. Let me show you. Where is it? Should be here.
Let's see Bruce Jenner as a female.
It's Caitlyn now.
Look at this. The Kardashians is an African family. Look at that. That's Kim.
Nah. Get out of
that's
there.
Kim.
That's
Chloe.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
That looks like Chloe, bro.
But there's so many black girls who look like Chloe.
Exactly.
Chloe and Kim and them try to look black. So, come on. That's... No. Come on, man. That could be a girl from a force look. Looks like, you can see the similarities, but come on.
Yeah. This is... Who's this?
Oh, come on. You don't even know who it is.
This looks like...
How do they look like them if you don't even know who it is?
Who's the Travis Scott one, man?
What's Kylie.
Kylie. This looks like Kylie. You can see by the lips there.
Oh, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Who's this?
Who's this? Okay.
This is the mom, right?
This is the mom.
But I feel like these are pictures of people who just...
And there's Rob.
No, wait. This is the guy. This is the guy from Why Did I Get Married? The guy, remember...
Oh, yeah.
The one that's karate.
Yes.
Yes. What's his name? Please Google
Jay White. Something like that.
Huh?
Jay White.
Yes. Something like White. The one that's kickboxing, the fighter. Put him up. Google him. And put him up. From Why Did I Get Married? No ways. He just is a bit chubby. But that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Get him. Get his name.
What's his name, Fetchaga?
Michael J. White.
Michael J. White.
And he's like he's an honorary prince in Ghana or somewhere. That guy.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Look at him. That's him. How's that Rob Kardashian?
No way.
On Jim. Go back to the black Rob Kardashian. How's that? Oh, come on. And he also looks a bit like... Wakanda-ish. No, it also looks like Marcus Garvey. Yeah.
Mm.
Google Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey.
Doesn't look like Marcus Garvey there? Marcus when he's chubby?
Garvey. Marcus Garvey.
No? Yeah.
Who's Marcus Garvey, bro?
You don't know Marcus... Man, grab a book, man.
Who's this nigga, bro?
You don't know Marcus Garvey?
Yeah, who's this nigga?
Some leader. I forgot his story, but I read it in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I forgot his story. Do you know his story now? Never reads books. Civil rights movement leader, yeah, in Jamaica. Yeah, Jamaican leader, bro. Like, Rastafarians sing about him a lot.
Let's see what they say on Wikipedia. Marcus Garvey, okay, not close.
Yeah, like, he's a civil rights leader from the Caribbean.
Marcus Mosiah Garvey Jr. was a Jamaican political activist, yeah. Publisher, journalist, entrepreneur, and orator. He was the founder of the first presidential general for the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, through which he declared himself provisional president of Africa. Mm. Born in 1887.
Hence his old pictures are black and white.
He died in 1940 in the UK. Jeez, man, I don't know that.
Now, I came across him, like, obviously when you listen to some reggae songs, there's a lot of references of him. So that's how I came across him.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that guy, what's that guy? It speaks about him a lot as well.
Yeah.
What's that guy? The black guy, man, who was trying to build a school for boys. The scamming kind of vibe. Dr.
Uma Johnson.
Dr. Uma Johnson as well refers to him a lot. Things go one of his pictures in his bedroom there.
Yeah.
Very scammy, shady character, that one. I mean, his ideas are amazing. He's so well spoken, but some of the things, like with that school, is that school being built now? He's been raising funds on.
Sounds like you're talking about Nsansa Lugs, dog. Did you see that video with him and Biggie Tele? What was going on there, bro?
I think they were in his house. I don't know what they were talking about. Were that old man?
Yeah.
The content creator. He then shoots and they don't know where.
Yeah.
I think they were in his house. Yeah. I saw recently, though, that he could call in, or is it the Hawks, went to his house to check out his AK-47s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. First checker, yeah?
Because he's got AK-47s and guns.
Looking at the source from News One, which is from America, they do say that the construction on the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy has been completed. So the school has been completed.
I thought he was buying a school that already exists, or now he went the way of building. Well, shout out to him, Dr. Uma Johnson, if he's really building it.
Yeah.
My bad, he's not a scammer in that regard.
He was just commenting on something about South Africa. You know how he's always talking about preaching Africa and everything. And he said, he went to an extent, I remember I saw this clip, where he said in South Africa, they're now even speaking Mandarin. Like he said, the school.
Breakfast. That's that nigga on the Breakfast Club, right? Yes. And then he's always like, black brothers shouldn't date white women, et cetera. Then he got caught with a white chick. And then,
for real?
He's denying it. Like on pictures. Yeah, he was hitting Mackie on this white girl. And then there's this other girl, this prostitute has been having a relationship with. And oh, gosh, like that guy. But it's an incredible public speaker, though.
Oh, bro. Agose, did you see that people are convinced that Dudu is the ghost lady? Did you see?
Dudu Matula.
Yeah.
That's our producer from that picture that they saw with, is it not the picture with Black Coffee?
Yeah. So she posted a picture. There's a picture online of us with Black Coffee. We've got the whole team there.
Yeah.
And Dudu's there. And everybody's convinced that that's the ghost lady.
Yeah.
That is not the ghost
lady. I'm always happy that's for that. Dude. Like, a lot of people have been like, thought that they were the ghost lady.
I'm happy for you. We would never post a picture with you on it, but I think we have once.
Yeah.
Remember the team building by your complex, by your estate?
Oh, yeah.
Did
we post you on that one?
She's there with...
I'm not there.
No,
you're
she's
there.
Not.
She's there.
Ah, she's not.
We didn't post it, but someone may have posted on Instagram. She's there. But she's there. I won't say who else in the picture because they're going to find it. Mm. But she's there.
Mm. I don't recall that.
I always stay out of those.
Yeah,
I swear, things, bro. Are you?
I always stay out of those.
Now, you know what, eh? Nah? You're like, yeah, I feel it, you know, now. She's there, man. Come on.
Did Ghost Lady tell you her helpers are fighting?
Oh, my God.
Your helpers are fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Man, grab a dash there. You need to hear the story. Grab a dash, dog.
What's going on? Wait.
Oh my God.
Why are you helping us fighting?
Yeah, I'm stressed talking to you and then you just...
Wait, how many...
Wait,
number
me,
one.
Eh?
How do you have two helpers?
Real Housewives of Centurion poison.
Hey, that house is massive. No, like, I don't blame you. You know, they only have about two hands each.
So I have two helpers, one for weekdays and one for weekends, right? So now, and actually I was helped, the other one was, I was helped with the other, it's actually they're family, let me say that. So all of a sudden, I'm getting calls, family members begging me like, hey, please forgive, this is what's happening. You know, it became a whole fight. One is jealous of the other. I think originally she wanted... At first, she said she had family commitments and can't assist me on weekends, but she's going to introduce someone else, right? Introduce that other lady to help me over weekends. Then now I think maybe the responsibilities are getting less. Instead of her just approaching her and saying, listen, I can do it now weekends, you can stop.
Hey.
No, she wants to, I think she's created some lies and what. It became a whole chaos, right? And then now they are fighting. Ended up to go to a point where it became physical. They beat each other up. They
in your house?
No, not in my house. And this is the problem.
Because
this was like 3 weeks ago. No, not three. Two weeks ago when this happened. And now they call me. They should have it shouldn't even involved me. They could have sorted out their issues alone, but they involved me. So now I'm like, I only left to say, hey, guys, now I can't work with you both because of you're fighting and involving me in your issues.
And the other one now is pimping on the other one, saying the other one steals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
They even fought.
They fought. Like, honestly, if I think back, this thing could have just happened together and they left it and they didn't involve me. But when they were fighting, this one said, I'm going to call our boss and say that she must fire you.
Eh.
And then she calls, she says, no, please tell her that she can never come again to the... I'm like, why do... No.
And then the other one says, that one is cheating.
Hey! It's just horrible stuff. Like, and this is family.
So who won the fight?
Let's just say the one is bald.
Who was mopping the floor with the other one?
It's the one who's bald now. Because she had to literally go shave her hair because that's how it got.
So you fired them?
Yes.
Ah, Ghost Lady, that's a bit harsh.
No. I didn't fire them. I'm just like, this is in the discussions of like, if this is what's going to happen, I can't have a whole family.
So you didn't notice the Pampers missing?
So, the funny thing, right?
Joel, I'm a simba.
Listen to how, this is how even the story got exposed. This one was like, you know what? So, there's a, so for the kid that, so the sister, the helper's sister that she steals the Pampers for. She's like, we know that they can't afford the original. Mm-hmm. But when the child is wearing original, we know that it belongs to you.
They're helping themselves.
You know?
Nah, man, let's shoot him fight.
So now just have to be careful on not buying. You know how you buy Pampers for a whole month?
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
Literally, I was helping. I was having helper wars.
They from Malawi, eh? It's still the lady from Malawi.
Yes.
Jeez. Man, Malawians are such peaceful people.
Exactly.
The ones that I know, at least, we're interacting with in SA. Such peaceful people. About Chirwale.
We've been working all together for the past years. About Chirwale.
No, Chirwale's from Malawi.
Oh, yeah,
in Zinitizo, right?
They're both from Malawi. Jeez. And his family.
So when you fired Alice.
I've not fired them. I'm just like, it's at this rate because of how hostile they've become. I'm literally contemplating and I'm trying to see how to fix this thing. Like, because it's I don't want your whole family fighting. The way the messages I was getting, other people getting involved, begging for the other. No, this one is wrong. You know, it became a very mess.
Also, it paints a very sad picture because these people leave their countries and they come here and with the dreams of Nispani, and there's no jobs, guys. You know, so it's literally, and that's why I think poverty is so ugly, because it's a poverty thing.
It's
to fight over
thing.
A domestic worker job, it's poverty.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part of it, right? So ugly, man. Shame, man. So who are you going to keep?
I have no idea. Who cleans the best? No, they are both equipped differently, and that's what I need. Obviously, during the week, it's more about.
How did you swindle Mnaga to have two helpers?
Two domestic workers. Hey, you swindled Mnaga. Hey, Mnaga, pana, you. No, man, these domestic workers, they must iron out the issues.
Drop that.
I was watching this LKG thing. You know when she was shooting on Musa Kawane?
Oh yes, I remember.
Please cut this up for me. I want this as a button to press, ne? Where she says, "Man, fuck you." Love the way she says it. Oh, she says it so much passion.
For real, yeah. I think that's a cool sound.
Hey, man, I want that.
When you
want
to come count the seat, that means I'm after you.
She's like, man,
you think you are?
Fuck you.
You think I've got money to waste?
She was pissed, eh?
I'm feeding fucking kids in this country. I'm not wasting my fucking money on you.
Bro, I want that part, man.
Volume.
Oh, volume.
Really? You are crass. You are disgusting. You are vile.
Jelly.
You are vile.
Yeah, bro.
You've got fucking more than 8 charges to focus on.
Not one, but 8.
You're a fucking murderer.
Murderer.
How about you address that?
Uh-huh.
Bring me on your fucking show and speak to me face to face.
Never gonna happen.
And say all these fucking things that you are saying about me, my fucking family and my husband and my work.
Mm. Wow.
And all these people that you fucking claim who I'm having an affair. Man, fuck you.
Man, fuck you.
Ah, that's fucking classic. That's gonna be fucking.
I love it.
That's gonna be a classic.
So much passion. Listen to this.
Oh, wait. Okay, fuck you.
So much passion.
Fuck you. Okay, fuck you. Work. And all these people that you fucking claim with I'm having an affair. Man, fuck you.
Oh, man,
okay, fuck you.
Man, fuck you. Nah, that's going to be, we're going to immortalize it with that one. Man, fuck you. Man, fuck you.
Oh, man. Man, fuck
man,
you.
Man, fuck you.
Man. Kosi, what's the latest with Tava Besta? You know we can't do a podcast now and not talk about it.
Season 2 or episode 5.
Hey, no.
Season 1, Tava Besta and the Good Doctor. What's going on? Hey.
Now, no. It must be season 2. Guys, there's too much. Like, have we not actually said everything on what's going on? Every day there's something new. Like the family, I know the father spoke and Nandi's dad.
Okay. Yeah, apparently he picked up the kids.
He picked up the kids and obviously
shout out to
she's in hiding and she can't obviously just share her location. I think that's what the dad shared. So and they've confirmed that this guy is definitely didn't die, right? So he is out.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that was the oh no, I think we read that statement actually last time. Now it's just about finding these guys.
You know
where
what,
are
man?
They?
I know
where are they?
Like shout out. I was very concerned for the kids, man. Like, yo, okay. Where are the kids? You know, but apparently they're safe.
They're safe.
And even her husband or ex-husband is a doctor as well. Apparently, he's a phenomenal pediatrician, Dr. Makudumani in Benoni. Apparently, he's incredible. And people have been mistaking Nandipa for him because of, obviously, Dr. You know, Makudumana. So apparently, yeah, he's also a doctor. Mm. Fucking fascinating story.
And apparently, she's been suspended for like 2 years, ne? She wasn't allowed to
exactly. She wasn't allowed to be working because I think it's about a renewal of a license or something.
Yeah, she didn't pay a renewal for the license.
It's just like she's not even a real doctor or anything. She is a doctor. She qualified, but there's
a license thing.
Yes, you pay to be a medical professions of South Africa or whatever. You pay a subscription every year, so she hasn't been paying that. Probably an oversight. It's like CIPC, the Register of Companies, when you don't pay that month, that yearly, like yearly, 200 bucks, whatever thing, and then suddenly the company's saying deregistering process, and it's an oversight.
It's people an tend, oversight.
But the company is actually active and, you know, transacting. So it wasn't for unscrupulous behavior or anything. She had just forgotten to, or didn't rather, renew her membership, her annual membership.
Because people now, it was a whole thing that she's not even a doctor. So no, she is a doctor. It's just that license she had not.
Because my thing is now, clearly, this guy worked with people with serious pockets.
Of course.
Deep pockets, right?
We know that. We know
over and above the scamming ways, he scammed YoTV at 17, apparently. You know, they said he scammed YoTV for real.
Yeah.
Who the fuck scams YoTV, man? So I'm thinking.
It reminds me when I went on YoTV to do an interview there. So they asked me at the end of the show, like, where are you DJing tonight? And I'm like, I'm playing at Summit.
And they're like, oh, whoa, that sounds great. Tell us about that. Did the presenter know the Summit?
Yeah, they knew because the director came straight down and it was live. Did they not shit on me and I've been banned at UTV since?
Mac, you're poisoning the kids.
Hey, Kat, you were there, there, remember?
Kat, you were there. Bad influence.
Goodness. Oh, man.
But my thing is, clearly the cops, you know, are looking for them. Don't you think even the powerful people who are afraid they might get implicated if he does get caught are also looking for them?
Of course.
And what happens if they are never found? If they are never found, could one assume that they are dead? That someone got to them before the cops?
I was watching an interview from Gayton McKenzie.
Yes.
And he was saying they have to kill them. Like, they got to go.
And Gayton, I mean, is familiar, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, with that world.
Because if they get caught, they're going to bring everybody down.
Yeah.
This thing is huge. Like,
serious people. Because they know that. I don't think Dr. Makudumana was the, and that's just my opinion, that she was the mastermind, or she bankrolled this guy's life, and that she was the one paying for all these mansions they were renting.
Yeah. And I read an article on Times Live.
Now I'm cold. Yeah?
Fired prison guard boasted about brand new car before Tababesta's audacious escape.
But our guy told us that, remember? That is our prisoner chiller, our source had told us that the guy was posting on Facebook shortly after getting fired.
Yeah.
Now, but here's the thing. The company that bought this car is one of the powerful people.
It's in the story.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's the company?
I'm not sure the company.
Wow, bro. Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey! Hey! Yeah!
And also two G4S managers or whatever have been fired. Directors. And two DCS controllers have been fired as well.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. Always with these things. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Where's the money coming from when people start getting money? And follow that money.
It's actually three DCS officials and they haven't been fired. They're still suspended.
Suspended, no?
Investigation.
Can we get the company that bought the car?
Department of Correctional Services.
I'm looking for that.
Yeah, please find the company.
G4S.
That bought the car. Marilue, if you know, my man, you're getting a car from Shiki Shiki. Why post it, dog?
Hey.
But people are strange, but we always say that, don't we? It's like with that Hamilton Govu guy. What if you're going to get some shady tenders, then you're going to post buy cars for your entire family.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that's good and well. You're taking care of your family, right? But then why post it? Like, why? If you know that this shit is shady and if someone lifts the veil on this shit, crazy skeletons are coming out running. Right? And also, I don't get it, man. Why did this guy not leave the country? Why did he not...
Don't you actually think that they've left the country now?
You're dating, possibly. But I mean, they're also hot. I mean, their faces are all over the newspapers. Unless
they
the connects, charter a flight privately. Boom.
Out.
get out. I don't fucking want to see your face ever again. Don't ever come back. Because I'm short of saying, hey, but this is not a movie, but everything else, the plot twist and everything has been like, reads like a movie, sounds like a movie. And also, why didn't he go for cosmetic surgery and change his face? Then you can go buy his juice at Woolies. No problem.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? And I was just going around at Woolies, going to someone who'll be like, and shout out to Ground Up. They're the people who broke the story initially and have been trying to get the story out, but no one was.
Do you know what he sounds like? Pictures. Do you know what he sounds like?
Tabo.
Yeah, I found a video of him talking about what happened when he killed his ex-girlfriend.
Mm. Jesus, spoke about that.
Yeah, listen.
Whoa.
I'm not somebody that you should worry about leaving a woman in one room with me that I'll drink.
Mm. And he's got three kids, by the way. Three kids, three daughters.
Oh my
God. Oh no, for real.
And I feel that my rapes, especially the rape, because the murder, I feel that it was just the pure, we fight over a knife, somebody gets stabbed in the process. And it was not, if I wanted to stab, I could have killed her in Durban, I could have killed her the first night we got to Cape Town. So that was not my intentions at all. If I wanted to kill her, I could have got her into Mthatha, where there's much less people then got into a bush BMP there, killed me there. So my intentions was never to kill anyone. My intentions were, with her, was straightforward. I liked her. And things got twisted whenever they got twisted and we had a fight. The knife got out of hand. She got stabbed. I got stabbed in the process. I tried to stop it. And there's no one in this world with two rape cases and there's a knife involved. And I'm wanted by cops. If I went to the cops and said we had a fight, she got stabbed in the process, no one was going to believe.
So yeah, he's smooth with the tongue, eh? Can you hear him? Very smooth.
Silver tongue.
Sure.
Well, for what he was doing, I'm not shocked. Like, Bella Angiti, he was there for that function that he did for when he was Tom Motsepe. I'm sure the guy could talk, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, he scammed and conned people and you need to be, you know, be smooth with the tongue. But my thing is still like, so what's his main source of business, man?
Yeah.
I don't think he amassed all that money from just scamming and all those resources from scamming.
Yeah.
Did he wash money maybe for... You see, these kind of monies we're reading about and watching on Gold State Mafia, whatever it is, possibly, maybe, what did he do? Will we ever know?
Ghost lady, anything else? What you got for us?
Actually, you know what? Talking about prison, this other guy, Umbuso, is in Moloi. The one who, he's actually just pleaded guilty for theft. Remember, he's the guy who was running during the unrest, July.
Oh, the Woolies theft. The Woolies thief.
Shame.
The Woolies
thief
during the looting. During the looting.
Just for that basket, guys. Come on, for that basket, this man has suffered. When all the videos that we see, Usahambi caught. Now he just pled guilty. Like he literally and said, okay, yes, I did it.
Come on, guys. I was condoning crime, but we have like serious criminals in this country. You know, the resources should really be focused and directed at that. Why couldn't they charge this guy with a fine and community service or something? Also, I'm being caught in a man. The humiliation, number one. The mental health, you know, implications. Being humiliated like that. Your picture circulating on social media, standing in the dock. Because you just... You know, you joined a group of people when there was looting happening and you were driving a Benz. He even lost that Benz, I believe.
Yeah.
Come on, the man has gone through the worst, man. Come on,
so
guys.
Now,
I mean,
so possibly he's heading to prison. I don't know what they
he can't.
Why
go
only
to
him, though? Because so many people are looting.
Yes.
But I can see they could trace him, obviously, with his number plates and everything. That's how, that's, you know, because it was, he pled guilty for theft and contravention of the Road Management Act. So I don't know what that part was. It that he was parked at like the wrong place or what?
Guys, just find the guy. Yeah. Suspended sentence. Like, why is it still a thing, man? Come on, bro. So cool, man. The colonel was like, yeah, well, but they'll learn sharp. But so it's too much now, you know.
It's like forgive him.
Yeah, it's just like hearing Mtano Kanga. Let's say, you know. Kid comes into your yard, does whatever, and then you're shy about Google for that. You know, like, yeah, discipline the kid. And it's like, it's been 4 days now. Come on, let go of the kid, you know? We shy enough. Like, really, come on, man.
And it was 2021.
Oh, fucking hell, come on. So I've been caught for a basket of
Ibasket, yes, I will wait, guys.
Goat yogurt or whatever they sell at Woolies. Ah, come on. Just let go of the kid, man.
Something that I saw during the week. Did you hear Diplo? You know Diplo, right?
Yes. Yeah.
From Major League. I mean, Major League.
Yes, but yeah, he worked with Major League.
Right? Yes. So he went on an interview and he said he got his dick sucked by a guy. So I just wonder which one of the twins did it. I mean, how do you think they got the EP, dog?
I know.
Oh shit.
Wait. I still
ate anyway, did you find anything, Paduka?
So there's another prophet, actually, who was just kind of like prophesying again. A prophet who said that Eupik Zulu. You know, these prophets who say, no, someone is going to, they're going to die. Can't got the whole congregation to pray for them. So for Big Zulu and Usomizi, you know, he alluded that Big Zulu is going to die from some accident. And then, like, you know. And
either in March or April.
What's his track record, though? I mean, look, if he's legit, it's a legit warning. But what's his track record? Has he prophesied that something's going to happen and it indeed transpired? Or is just seeking for attention, which he's getting?
I think for me, it's like attention, guys. It's just obviously just to trend and obvious because that's how you get a big name. You know, once people start talking and maybe he's gonna flock into his church. You know, he's just trying to look for numbers.
I heard an Uche whatever in his name, right? Something.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Uche.
What Uche? Man, they must regulate these pastors. Mm. Like for real, man. Everyone just comes and starts a church somewhere. A tent is erected. So you saw and do. Prophesying, monies are being given. What the hell is going on? Then there's this other one, Moodley. There's this other pastor.
Hey.
There's this other pastor.
Yeah.
He passed away. You know, may his soul rest in peace. The wife was like, no, keep him in a mortuary. I had a vision. Mm-hmm. He's going to rise up.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back to life again.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years.
No, yeah. He passed on in August. Buried him. 2021.
Yeah, I think it's a government who said, aye.
No, it was the mortuary that fought that, no, this body needs to be buried because the family didn't want to bury. They just want to keep them in the mortuary.
Oh, so that's wild, man.
It was the mortuary that got won the case of like, he should be buried.
And like, what happens, man? Misbeliever goes into to the point that ngathi manje we defying even logic, you know? I know somebody else will say, well, even the existence of God also defies logic. It's based on faith.
Yeah.
But if a person is dead, is dead. What has happened to their heart in the fridge for the past 2 years? How are they going to rise up one day and suddenly come back to life? Like, you know what happens?
Makes no sense.
Hey man, it's not really mad, but man, sometimes when you know, and like,
you know the funny
logic.
Part when we talk about prophecy. The funny part on that show, yeah, the Al Jazeera investigation, the second show.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a part. I think that's when I watched it, and this guy, the pastor,
from Zimbabwe.
He goes because they show a clip. This guy is going, yeah, let me prophesy. So this woman is like, yeah, you were born in September. This woman starts screaming like, yes, Papa, yes. Next minute, I'm going into your fridge. I see like a ground beef on the side, and then I see three tomatoes. Like, really? She's there screaming, yes, Papa. Oh, yes.
You see, he's an like,
is that prophecy, guys?
And then why are you prophesying about tomatoes and fridges and not real issues? Like, this is what's going to happen in this country. I see a man, he escaped from prison. He's been living large at Woolies in Sandton City. Something like
those,
that. Something
of value. We need.
Or a maid, rapist out on the loose.
Or a maid stealing Pampers. Those
yeah,
are real.
Yes, those are real.
Prophesying over
I see
like
a family
please.
Divided over Pampers.
I'm telling you, I need that kind of progress in my life.
And they always do that, right? Or they take a phone, an iPad. Go and watch that trick.
Yeah,
push it with the iPad.
Yeah. I want to take a picture in the spirit. And it took a picture in the
like,
iPad.
And then he swipes the gallery. And, and then he's like, what's no, Tenny? I see you, or I see a child, or whatever, whatever, whatever. This phone, have you touched this phone before? No. I'm going to manifest a child. And then it swipes the gallery, the picture of the child, or something that's stupid.
Something stupid.
You know what I mean? Like, why do you prophesy with such useless things that do not change the fucking price of bread.
Oh, that's wild. Fat Checker, you've been having your hand up. What do you want to say?
You asked about David Uche's track record. He was the prophet that prophesied about AKA's death.
Whoa!
Where's the prophecy? Where's the reason recorded?
Yes, it's on YouTube. It was recorded on the 12th of February, or posted on YouTube on the 12th of February, 2020.
Let's play it. Let's play it.
Let's play it. 12th of February, 2023.
Wow.
And then
David Uche, AKA.
In terms of Pastor Moodley, it wasn't 3 years. It was 450 days, yeah. Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yes, and it was the morgue that took his family to court, to the high court, so that they can bury him. Uh-huh. And the family's in debt to the morgue.
Oh, Mangele. But let's be honest, if the morgue was still getting the weekly amount, whatever is paid to keep the body there, would they even take the family to court?
Nah, oh, exactly, no, right? Yeah.
Jeez, man, like, what is wrong on earth?
Oh. Okay, cool.
For two celebrities in South Africa, one name is AKA, huh?
Keenan Forbes.
His grave is dog fresh. We must pray for two celebrities in South Africa. One name is AKA, huh?
Keenan Forbes.
His grave is dog fresh.
What fresh is
there's an attack against him. And the other one is Sumizi. I've been saying Sumizism very seriously.
Yeah, but
South Africa is under a doom. There's a punishment they are going through.
Eh.
Lions will be let out walking on the streets. On Tuesday, that's when a voice came to me and said, white beast will be moving around. And when I checked the news, I saw that one cheetah is already out.
Hey.
So these are what the kingdom of darkness are planning for the nation. May God deliver the nation.
Amen.
Hey, we're being punished.
Hey.
Hectic, bro.
He says his grave, dog.
Dog fresh.
Dog fresh.
Dog.
Oh, dog.
I heard dog.
I heard dog. His grave is dog.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dog.
Dog.
It's freshly dug.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
Hey, that's wild though. So, yo.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, we're going to play a game. Would you rather? You guys ready?
Would you rather?
You ready?
Would you rather? I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Would you rather marry someone with no sexual experience or a lot of sexual experience? Which one?
No sexual experience.
You are brave, eh?
Yeah, but if you have a lot, how many people have you been with?
Oh. But you have a lot, you got experience. You know where to go, what to touch.
Yeah, he's going to please you. You're going to come on the first night.
Mm. With no experience, you might not even know where the hole is.
Yes.
No, I will be. I need to go.
And if you don't have experience, you may be fucking in the wrong hole for 5 years, for 20 years.
Imagine.
Well, if they both don't have experience, how do you know which one is the right hole?
I think there's enough material.
Which one would you rather? Which one would you rather, Pinduk?
No sexual experience.
If
And I've never been with someone with no sexual experience, and I can imagine it's probably annoying.
Yeah.
But in the long run, there's always a nice thing about being with someone who knows only you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just want a virgin, dog. Just say you want a virgin.
No. Like I said, I've never had a virgin.
Mm.
And it would probably be frustrating, man, you know? Mm. Like, I don't go out chasing for virgins. I don't look for virgins.
When you lost your
I have no desire for virgins. For
virgins.
What did I say? Virgins.
Of versions of virgins.
Versions of a virgin. I have no desire, right? But given this choice, and if it was a real life situation, right, of these two people and I'm single who are madly in love with me, and one has a lot of experience and the one has no experience, I'll choose the one with no experience. And I mean, I think it's really a simple choice.
Who would you choose, Simpure? With his experience, hey, this is what I need.
Yeah, he brings the experience, man.
Which one would you choose?
It's tricky, man.
Because virgins can be annoying, I can imagine.
Yeah.
But what choice are you making?
Experience,
man. But experience.
Yeah, give us the experience.
Yeah.
I want to have fun.
Because, so with the experience, nah. Hey, man. Because, man, you're talking about, hey. Back when say,
hey,
you know, like, let him know, I'm going to say, wait, John. And you've never done that. You know what I mean? So, what is not keep you up at night? Good. Hey, back Wednesday.
Where did you learn that?
Back Wednesday. Because now I got fun to suggest because you're going to be like, you know what I mean? So think about it, bro. Lots of experience, are you sure?
Yeah, uzong fundisi in chana, mama.
But uzong And you won't take any offense, yeah?
Nah. Next one. Would you rather have only oral or only intercourse for the rest of your life?
Oh, intercourse. Orally. Guys, we need to be honest about blowjobs at some point. We need to be honest about
come with it.
We need to
come with it.
We need to come they're overrated. It's cutting us by. It's cutting us by. You know why, ne?
You're lying, so.
Kona makuku amaneng that are nice. As compared to the number of mouths that are nice.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
That's good, I don't know.
Like. Hey.
Oh, the twins.
Hey.
Ask the twins.
No. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like.
There's more
good pussy out there than good.
Nah, bro. They ain't sucking it right, dog. They ain't sucking it right. No ways. Are you mad?
But I choose. So you take oral sex for the rest of your life.
Any day.
And not the warmth of a woman. The inside, the walls, the warmth.
But do you know the warmth when of a mouth when the teeth hit the...
The teeth!
Are you for real?
You're playing games, dog. You're playing games.
I would not, bro. Hey. I'm sorry, dog. I would not. For the rest of my life.
You goes, lady?
No. Intercourse.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We've got about 20 people in here. Hands in the air, oral for the rest of your life.
There's a lot of people here. Oral sex for the rest of your life.
Intercourse for the rest of your life.
Why, boy? Intercourse, bro.
Everyone.
Hey, I think take that out, eh? Looks bad.
I mean, how many positions can you do with a mouth?
Exactly. With the mouth? Like,
how many positions can you do with a mouth?
How?
Right.
Oral is just literally, it's like a starter. You know?
Yes, imagine soaking my crepes.
Dude,
it's a starter, man.
It's a nice
cherry on top. You know what I mean? It's not the...
Get to the meat.
The main thing.
Oh, man. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Would you rather dominate or be dominated?
Dominate.
Dominate, obviously.
I'm a dominator. I
first lady?
Dominated.
Oh, okay. I thought you want to dominate. You'd hate.
Dominated.
Dominatedness
is.
Hey. That's a boring one, man. It's obvious, man. Gents, by a show of hands, who wants to be dominated for the rest of their lives? Come on, man. This is what dominate women love. Women might have that fantasy of dominating a nigga or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that BDSM stuff.
Would you rather try rope play? Or role play?
Rope? What's rope play?
When you're using the ropes, chief.
Or role play?
Yeah.
Role play?
Role play?
Yeah, there's more options with role play. There's only certain... there's only much you can do with ropes.
Yeah. What kind of role play do you do?
Different. It depends, man.
Do you act like a skinny nigga or something?
Well, I already fuck like a skinny nigga. So... No, man, I... No, come on, I don't know. I mean, I'm a patient, she's a nurse or something, you know what I mean? I'm a bus driver, you know?
Hi, boo.
You know?
I'm a happy bus.
Yeah? A bus or not? You know? Come on, man, there's so much you can do with role playing, you know? Like, there's so much, man, you know what I mean?
And you, cause lady, do you act like a maid? One of your maids.
Nya clean, nya tunu samanje, nya koropa. Nya Frey fa. Hey, wa bahatu kubashiri tiki Frey fa. Yeah, Frey fa my.
What would you rather?
A role play, right?
Role play, yes. Nice.
Role play.
I think for me, this rope, it looks very just. Oh,
yeah, it sounds very white, man.
Yeah, and very dangerous, and just it gets.
Nah, rope, man. Like washelo and stuff. Mm. Like tie. And,
all right, last
what
one.
What would you do?
Role play, definitely.
Yeah, role play is more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, rope is it's white people like that.
Would you rather never masturbate again or never have sex again?
I'd never masturbate again.
Mm.
Yo, not have sex. Everybody loves sex though, but damn, bro. Who loves their hand more than sex? That's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, if you would
never. You would give up sex over masturbation. Yeah, but for him.
Wow.
You would give up.
If you follow Smoo on his WhatsApp every night, is Aste Shane. Now we know what it means.
Aste Shane.
Oh. Hey, Aste Shane.
Hey.
Aste Shane. Cool. Bamba boy, dash some butt. Bamba,
the real dash.
The real dash.
I still can't believe Smoo would give up pussy for.
No, that's wild, dog. That's wild, dog.
Give up pussy for him.
What, is your hand better or something?
No, you said that as well, Mac.
Ah, I never said hand. I never said masturbate.
You said you'd give up pussy for head, intercourse for head.
Yeah,
but that's different from masturbating. Come on, what's wrong with you now?
No, I'm talking to the fact that he said he wouldn't give up. He'd give up intercourse for masturbation.
Yeah. Hey, give him a mic then. Give him a mic. Yeah, come this way. Smooth. This is Smooth, part of the events team.
Smooth's part of our events team.
Yeah. So explain to us, my dog.
Yeah. No. For head, definitely. Not my hand.
Oh.
I'd rather get my dick sucked forever instead of fucking. That I'm okay with.
Are you for real?
Dog.
What about head
Maybe
do you enjoy?
Maybe you're lazy.
What about
everything,
head do you enjoy,
man,
that much?
Everything. I just want to bust a nut. Sometimes fucking demands a lot of energy.
Yes.
Yeah. I've done it enough. I have a child to prove that I can have sex. Suck my dick.
Yo, hey, it's Smoo. I'm caring.
Smoo, fuck you.
Man, fuck you. Man, fuck you.
Oh, man. All right, cool. We out of here. Before we go, I got to make some announcements. Yes, we found our winner. Sibusiso Ngongo will be joining Taz and the podcast team for an all-expenses paid trip. Sibusiso.
Yes,
Ngongo. We'll be joining the podcast team and Taz for an all-expenses paid trip to Dubai from the 20th to the 24th of April. Looking forward to that. That's going to be amazing.
Man.
Also, Sir Pinduka, catch us at the Rand Show from the 6th until the 10th of April. We're going to be selling merch. You can also get tickets to the Road to 1 Million event happening on the 30th of July.
The Ranch Show is still a thing.
Yeah, man.
I haven't been to the Ranch Show
in a while.
Since I went with the school where my mom used to work when I was a kid.
Yeah.
As
the
a
Ranch
kid?
Show. Yeah, like I last went to the Ranch Show when I was 8 or 9.
Mm.
The Rand Easter Show, it's been around for years.
Yeah.
It's still a thing. The rides are still cool. They still have rides and stuff.
I haven't been in years as well, man, but it's still a thing.
I took my son, I think, a couple of years ago. Yeah. So
whoa.
It did go. Like,
so we're going to be out there. Make sure you check out our store. Anything else you want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
Shout out to the guys just who are loving popcorn and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, popcorn and
thank
cheese.
You.
Oh, I love the guy, the comedian. I haven't seen the episode, but I like the guy they had recently, the chubby
guy. Oh, the big guy from Cape Town. Yeah. He's brilliant.
He's
funny. He's brilliant.
He's amazing.
He's incredible.
Pinduka, are we working on music? What's going on? When are you using,
yeah.
Though?
No. Well, my stuff.
Yeah?
But I worked on a song with Dinky Gunene. You know Dinky?
Yeah. She's dope.
Yeah, she's dope. We're dropping a song on the next week or two.
Where's the Murumba Pitch one?
That's the one I'm dropping next.
With Dinky and Murumba Pitch?
No. With Murumba Pitch, it's Murumba Pitch, it's Marcy, it's Bulo.
Nice.
Yeah, those are the features there. I think Soul Jam also did something because he walked in when we were working on it in the session. That's my next single with Murumba Pitch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice one, man. We are here. Am I leaving anything else?
Yeah, you've got a song coming with the Game of Thrones one.
Oh, yeah. I've got two songs. I've got Vendor Funk with Heartbeats and T Arrow. And then.
Are they all Vendor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Nah. I'm trying to do that whole Rekere 1, Rekere 2.
So you're going to have Rekere
Vendor Funk 1, Vendor Funk 2.
Okay, dope.
So forth. And then I got a song with Moa Keys. Yeah.
Moa, was it Moa or Moa?
I don't know, man.
Mohau.
It's Mohau. His name is Mohau. So, but he stylizes it as M-H-A-W. So like I think it's Mohau. Mohau Keys. He's brilliant, man.
Yeah, man.
He's very good.
We're out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you didn't, man, fuck you.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi ini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.